This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Brian Broaddus and I both have in front of us an NFL draft glossary of terms, a scouting glossary of terms, if you will, and we're going to go through these and see how much Wolchuk has been picking up with Broaddus and his draft cronies been putting down over the last couple of years. How many years have you been studying these players with Broaddus now, Bully?
It's number two.
Nice.
It's number two with Brian.
Well, you're picking up very quickly. I'm impressed. And
he's hosting the whole draft, of course.
Yeah. I mean, you're in the trust of Derek Eagleton year two. You must be doing something right.
Stunning. Hopefully I don't butcher this thing, boys.
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Derek Eagleton, by the way, the web boss over there at .com for the Cowboys.
Big chief over there. Yeah.
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. The Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys text line is open for you as well at 877-881-1053. If you would like to throw out scouting terms, now if you can take your text window down, Wolchuk, the Tolos can play along with us, throw out some scouting terms with definition, and we'll test you on those as well. Brian, what do you think is your favorite scouting term that Wolchuk might not be aware of at this time?
Cow on ice.
A cow on ice?
Cow on ice.
Must be popular in the upper Midwest.
A cow on ice, so I mean, it must just be a player that doesn't move well, right? He's just slow compared to everybody else around him.
Cow on ice is a player that has no balance.
Okay.
You've ever imagined like seeing a cow walking
around everywhere?
Legs are going everywhere.
Yeah.
Falling down some, on the ground, up, falling on the ground again.
Cow on ice. That's a good one. I've never heard that one.
Cow on ice.
Kind of like Bambi on ice, but bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it hits a bigger
player. Yeah. Just thinking a bigger player.
Yeah. It'd be a horrible thing for your offensive lineman to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely don't want to line him with that.
If you're like, this guy plays like a cow on ice.
Off my draft board.
Yeah. He's got no balance.
Yeah.
Chief, do you have any favorites rattling around in your head?
You get the glass eaters, the trash can
full of dirt.
Trash can full of dirt.
Defensive tackle, tough to move.
Yeah. We're talking like bear.
Dancing bear, big boy, like a Braden Fisk almost. You know, we're talking about a big three tech, get up the field for you, give you some pass rush ability. And the glass eater is one of my favorites. I mean, we're talking about a mean, nasty, physical offensive lineman.
Bad dude.
Like Graham Barton from Duke. That's why I love him. He's a glass eater.
Now, what's a war daddy to you, Wolchuk?
War daddy would be a defensive end that can just absolutely disrupt the game. We're talking about a dude with good bend, can get off the edge. He can set the edge and defend the run as well, but mainly impact the game with his pass rushing traits and ability to get after the quarterback.
Because, Brian, I've seen war daddy explained like at least three or four different ways. Yeah. Originally, I thought it was a smaller player who just made up for it with heart.
No, it's an unblockable guy.
That's unblockable guy?
Yeah. Like Micah Parsons is a war daddy.
Yeah, well, our guy with the Rams. Just
Aaron Donald.
That's a war daddy right there.
TJ Watt, war daddy.
He's a guy, every time you watch the tape, he's like, he's making plays. He's unblockable. That's a war daddy.
Miles Garrett, war daddy.
Yeah.
Randy Gregory, weed daddy.
I love me some weed daddies.
You always have.
Okay, speaking of weed daddies.
Mozzie Smith, slow daddy.
What is hangs in plant?
Hangs and plant?
Hangs and plant, Wolchuk.
I've never heard this.
Speaking of a weed daddy.
This is some vegan scouting report.
Hangs and plant. Maybe, could this be similar to trash can full of dirt? Just a tough guy to move, holds his ground well?
No. I believe this has to do with defensive back play.
Yeah, hesitating and planting his feet and driving into the ball.
Yeah.
You know, you're backpedaling, you're getting ready to drive, but you're hanging up there like, oh, is he gonna? You're not just bang, you know, the instancy.
Okay.
It's, you ever heard click and close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
If you click and close, you are not hanging and plant.
Right. You go back, you click, and then you close.
You close. Good downhill player.
Yeah, downhill player.
You can't close before you click.
No.
No.
Sometimes these guys get close. Yeah, they get that backwards.
Gathers to cut. Wolchuk.
Oh, so this is a guy who probably does not have very good route running ability.
There you go.
He's not smooth with his route running. You know, he's got a little bit of a hitch, and in his change of direction, there's a little bit of a stop there.
I think, you get that one right.
Give me a Cowboys receiver who would gather to cut but made up for it. Is that Dez? Is that T.O.?
Gather to cut would be sometimes Michael Gallup.
Okay.
You know, when you watch him, some of those routes that...
Not smooth.
Kind of runs choppy.
Yeah, choppy.
And then, you know, kind of gets himself together and then is able to make a move. Brandon Cooks would be the opposite of that. Like, his routes... Usually guys that have to gather like that, they run their routes at like different speed. You want to run your route all at the same pace so they can't reach. I got one for you, Wolchuk.
Okay.
LIA.
LIA?
LIA. That guy's LIA.
Oof. I don't know what LIA stands for.
Light in the ass.
Okay, light in the ass. Damn it. Yeah. I should have known that one.
Especially you're after watching yesterday. Film.
Yeah, we're doing the
light in the ass. Because I'm a power bottom guy.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll hear a scout go, he's LIA.
Okay, light in the ass.
Light in the ass. And it's instead of saying light in the ass, you're just using
That's good. LIA works. That's awesome.
Yeah. You got to be efficient.
I'm going to start putting that in my notes.
During draft season.
That dude's LIA.
Is it good or bad if you say an offensive lineman plays the piano?
That's bad. I think he's a soft player.
Oh, okay. All right, little Joey Harrington dig on him. Actually, it's a lineman who does a good job of moving up and down the line of scrimmage like Russell Okung.
Okay, I could see that a little bit, the way that you play the piano. Sure.
I think your guy Barton out of Duke can play the piano.
He can. I mean, he can play all five positions. All right, that makes some more sense.
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't use that term.
Your direct definition of it, though, is on point. Yeah. Like when you find out that offensive line guy has a piano background, he's dropping a level.
And maybe I shouldn't.
I learned that from Joey Harrington. You're right about that.
Although Marion Barber, tough as hell. And that guy played the piano.
There's outliers everywhere.
Maybe I should reevaluate. I don't know.
Just overall, the piano players probably don't produce a lot of football players, but you can't rule it out. You know, there was the math wizard who quit.
That's true.
Who quit football to go be a better, because he was better at math than he was at football, and he was like a three-time Pro Bowler when he shut it down. Freaking offensive lineman, some of these dudes. How about nubs?
Nubs?
What are nubs?
Oh, my gosh. Short, stocky?
Fingers. Does that have to do with fingers?
Special type of shoe that supposedly improves a player's 40-yard dash.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
Track, like if you know at the combine.
Yeah. They'll wear those special shoes.
Yeah.
And just nubs everywhere.
So what you have to do is I've seen guys before, like, literally get down and then Mark Gorshak, the guy who runs the 40.
Steelers.
Steeler guy.
He's great.
He stops. He'll stop the drill and he'll make those guys change their shoes.
So
right
are they
the
just
line.
Thinner, lighter shoes?
Oh. Track shoes.
Okay.
So you want to, you like at the combine, you want it to be a nub free environment.
Yes.
Because you want a more accurate time. I don't want these guys. That's cheating. That's
you can't play in nubs. Couldn't play on the field in nubs.
I don't think you can. The shoes too
flimsy.
Too flimsy. Yeah.
Too airy.
Yeah. But I've seen Mark do it. I mean, Mark's like, no, change your shoes. And like the kids are like
nub alert, arguing.
You know.
And we got a nub here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get them out of here.
They can only be to certain specifications.
Yeah, football shoes, something like that, yeah.
Now, Woodhauler's ass or Woodhauler's butt is on this list, and they say as the example for it, and then speaking of this is from ESPN, our buddy Matt Mosley.
Yeah.
Is he working in Waco now?
I think he's doing Waco stuff.
Is it Mosley? I was thinking this would be a Matt Miller excursion.
Matt Miller?
Because he's a draft guy, but shout out to Mosley, man.
Yeah. Yeah, this might have been actually when Brian was working with Mosley back in the day.
Back in the day.
Oh, this was first published.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. This is awesome.
I think I helped him a little bit with some of these terms. Okay. I know I did with Jeff Legwell, who covers the Denver Broncos. He's like, he was one of the original seven that covered the combine, one of the first that I ever saw in 92. But he's like, hey, man, I need all your scouting terms. And he was throwing them out there. We were shooting it around. It's pretty, yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a lot of them, man, especially if you get with older guys.
That's what I want
to know. The
older
guys, the young guys don't know the scouting.
Like the Nub, I would have never known. The LIA, I love. And I guess Woodhollard's ass is similar to the LIA, right? Light in the ass?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very important. I can imagine you guys want to come up with a lot of ways to define and describe that.
You ever heard of a washcloth tackler?
Washcloth tackler.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have not heard of that one, but I'm trying to think.
He's a guy who misses tackles a lot.
Yeah.
Slides off.
You ever taken a washcloth and thrown it against the wall and it kind of sticks for a minute and then it slides right off? That's a washcloth tackler.
Yeah.
He's like, he initially sticks and then he just
slides right off.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, falls off.
I'm looking for a towel pop tackler. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I want you to hit like snap. Dude just hits the ground.
That's a scouting term. The guy's got some snap.
Got some snap.
Yeah. It's like when you.
Thumper. That's another one. Thumper's that I like. Big hitter.
Cowboys offensive lineman from 2010 who had an epic Woodhollers ass, but still performed at a high level.
That's that. What was our guy's name? From the Lions. Detroit Lions back in the day.
Leonard Davis?
No, Kyle Kozar.
Kozar might have had a Woodhollers ass himself.
Kyle Kozar was a thin lower.
Did Phil Costa have a Woodhollers ass?
He did, but they go with Columbo, who I believe.
Oh, Columbo, he was, yeah, really? Okay.
Doug Free replaced.
Doug Free might have also had Doug Free was a little top heavy.
Yeah.
Knee bender. That's good, right?
If you're a knee bender, yeah. That's,
offensive lineman, you need that, and you definitely want a guy that has some knee bend as an edge rusher.
And when you start to talk about knee bend, like, okay, guy currently like Guyton, the tackle from Oklahoma, for a big, tall 6'8 guy, he plays with good knee bend. So you don't want a guy that plays upright all the time. You want a knee bender.
And we have that a lot with a lot of these tackles. They're all 6'7". You've got a group of them. Some of them have that trait better than others.
Don't be a waist bender.
No.
Waist bending's bad, too.
No, except on, date night. Double catch. That is bobbling the ball before securing it. I feel like that applies to Gallup
as well.
That's
a body catcher. Yeah. And surprisingly, and I didn't know this about Brandon Cooks until we saw him play with the Cowboys every day last year. But Brandon Cooks has a little body catching in him, but he doesn't have the double bobble here.
Yeah.
But that's like, strong hands, high point the football. You go up and you get the ball at its highest point, strong hands catcher. So, yeah, I like that term.
Pretty impressive from Gallup for what he was able to do for those couple seasons, being a guy who
sideline work, man,
gathered to cut.
Contort.
He was a double catcher.
Yeah.
And until his athleticism just dropped because of that injury, he still made it work at a very high level. I thought he was a very solid number two receiver there for a while. And
that's the Terrence Williams special, the double catcher.
It's tough. I think it's a hidden blow to this offense. You know how good Dak was with him on those in-breaking routes?
He was. Sam Cromley, who works in the Cowboys video department, always listens to the show. He's a Tolo. He says former coach Paul Alexander loved playing the piano. So he must have. I never worked with Paul.
I'm going to reevaluate the piano take then.
Yeah.
We're going with a positive.
Because you're going up and down the keys, right? The whole width of the.
I'm
going
to add my Graham Barton notes.
I've also heard playing the piano is a guy that's really good with his hands, especially a defensive lineman. That keeps blockers off his legs.
Oh, the hand fighting.
Off his legs.
Because they're down there by your lap.
When you said piano player, I was thinking of guy, because I've heard it before, sometimes guys don't protect their legs and they get cut.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So if you're playing the piano, you're keeping your hands down and playing off those blocks.
Okay.
Interesting how that evolves, Maybe somebody says piano player one time and it means one thing, but then it takes on some different meanings.
Yeah.
I've heard War Daddy is like the tackle that, refuses to lose against anybody.
Right.
You
have to kill him to stop him.
But it is draft season, and we are now just over 1 month away, Brian. Do you feel the final countdown on? How many players you got in the books?
I'm down to my last, 30 guys.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
You've been a machine again.
I'm trying.
Consistency.
No, we're all trying to get it done. I'm just making sure that I was talking with Dane Brugler about this and making sure give me all your fifth-round guys. I just want to make sure that those guys fifth round, because I do 200 players, and I just want to make sure that I have everybody fifth round and up, and everybody behind that, is probably, probably not going to make your team. We'll see, but I'd like to know all those fifth round guys as well.
What do we have coming up next, Eric?
Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.